Today's GeoQuiz sent us in search of a country with the most nuclear fallout shelter space per citizen. The answer is Switzerland. Shelter building reached its peak in Switzerland in the mid-1970s. Today, Switzerland has more than 300,000 shelters. Even in the 21st century, the Swiss government devotes a big chunk of its budget to shelter construction. And now, tourists can experience what life is like inside a Swiss nuclear shelter. Who wouldn't want to know? It's called the Noll Stern Hotel. That's No Star Hotel in English. And it gives guests a taste of good old Cold War hospitality. Daniel Charbonnier is one of the masterminds behind this hotel. Now, let's say I come to the door, knock on it. You greet me. What happens?
First of all, the door is very heavy. It's several tons. And that's probably the first sign that you are in a nuclear bunker. On the upper level, you will find what we call the community room. We've used the original military beds to transform them into couches. And you have what we call a virtual window. We have put a live cam on the top of the roof of the building, and we have connected it to an old 80s TV, and you can watch the weather outside and a live picture of the outside. And this is the whole concept. It's to show contrast.
Now, you say this is the concept behind it, but the real concept behind it is kind of, you know, it's very cheap.
Yes, the idea is to create affordable accommodation reusing resources.
Take me now to the lower room. You mentioned there are two
Absolutely.
Rooms.
Absolutely. So then you go a few stairs and you will get to what we call the wellness area. This is actually where the showers are. We have two bathrooms for men, two bathrooms for ladies, as well as a changing room where people can change in their privacy. Then we enter the rooms where the beds are.
Again, this is all underground, no windows, no nothing. But three different tiers of bed accommodations based on price. What are the prices?
We have at the 10 Swiss franc, which is almost the equivalent of $10, for what we call a standard bed, and then 25 francs, Swiss francs, for what we call the first class bed, and then 30 francs per person for the luxury bed. We wanted to keep the original military bed, again, for people to see how normally people would sleep in situation of crisis or war. And
yes,
all these bunkers are maintained operationally on a continuous basis for the last 40 years.
So this is still a working bunker?
Oh, yeah. The military has to give us the authorization to leave it. This is the national defense.
You mean, like, could they knock on the door and take it over if they wanted?
Yes, we had to sign an agreement that if military needs the space, we have to evacuate in about 48 hours.
And is that 48? That's not so much an emergency, is it? Is this the
no,
in the
but you know the nuclear? Thanks God, the nuclear threat is not much an emergency. I hope.
Now, Daniel, I don't know about your business model because it is so unbelievably inexpensive. Are you getting a lot of bookings?
We have welcome guests from China, Canada, all over Europe, Denmark, English. We even have Girl Scouts from Florida who have made a reservation arriving in 1 month. And we've just taken our first reservation for 2010.
All right. We're going to make a link to your accommodations and have photos, in fact, on our website. Daniel Charbonnier, one of the owners of the Noll Stern Hotel in Teufen, Switzerland. And Switzerland is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Thank you very much, Daniel. Good luck.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.